I definitely can say that I experienced some hurdles, and that when I made the decision, it's been about 4 years that I've been completely natural. And I made the decision to go natural because I was one that I relaxed my hair, most of my life. I don't know if you can relate or if you had a background like that. I know a lot of times within our community, from an early age, we're, taught to straighten our hair. Either, we're getting our hair straightened with the hot comb on the stove, or, we're getting it pressed.
The natural hair journey can seem challenging and leaving you to feel unsure and stuck. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. In each episode, we'll take a look into strategies so you can gain a better understanding on how to overcome those moments in your natural hair journey. So grab your olive oil and let's comb through those tangles and apply strategies and steps to overcome those roadblocks to having healthy and growing natural hair.
Welcome back to Luminix Essentials Texture Talk Podcast. I am your host, Karel Maxineau. I am your natural hair consultant, author, and your natural curl champion. I'm in the business of inspiring and empowering women with natural afro-textured hair to overcome the challenges and the unknown certainties so that she can advance in her hair care journey, and that is having healthy and growing natural hair. But in order to do that, she has to get her hair on point. Now, welcome back, everyone. I am so excited because I have a beautiful guest. She is in the hair. Well, she is a curly girl hair, but she also has a jewelry business as well. So I came across her on a live where I wanted to take the opportunity to join, but I wasn't able to. This time I was, and she was showcasing these beautiful jewelry. And I had to definitely invite her on this podcast so that she can share with you about the beautiful jewelry and also about her beautiful curls. Now, she is also a natural hair enthusiast. She is an author, and she is the owner of She Sparkles Bright Accessories. I want to introduce you to Miss Shanae Jackson. Welcome, Shanae. Are you there?
I am here. Thank you, Karone. Thank you so much for the warm welcome. So excited to be here with you.
Woo! I am so excited. Oh my God. Your jewelries are beautiful. Please share about jewelry, because I was so impressed about them. And not only that, I received my gift. Thank you so much. They're beautiful. I love them.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad you got everything. I'm sure. Glad that you got everything. I love the jewelry. And, the reason why I wanted to do this was because, one, I like to have that fun and creativity in expressing myself. And this jewelry that I have allows me to do that. And the business is She Sparkles Bright Accessories. And She Sparkles Bright, I thought, was a perfect name because I think we all sparkle bright in our own way. We're all unique. We're all beautiful. And so really the whole emphasis is in that, just getting people to see their inner beauty and to sparkle and shine bright and have fun expressing themselves with style. So that's why I definitely went on this journey, and I love, love, love what I do.
Wow. I see that because I see your passion, see your confidence. Just watching you was just so amazing. I'm like, you are definitely tying it into something to improve. If she don't feel beautiful, she will definitely feel beautiful by purchasing these jewelries from you. And if she doesn't, at least she will understand what beauty is. So you are doing such a great thing. Oh my God.
Oh, thank you. And thank you definitely for all of your positivity and your support, and just, it's fun. And I think all of us should just and just enjoy being who we are. And that's definitely what I want to get out and to share that message. So thank you so much, Karone.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this question, because I'm really anticipating. How can you tie fashion jewelry with natural hair? How can you do that?
Okay, and I love this question because I think, one, being a naturally curly girl like myself, that's one form of expression because you're allowing yourself to embrace who you are. You know, you're accepting your natural beauty and you're showing that, you're expressing that to the world. You're saying, here I am, accept me, you know, don't accept me. It doesn't matter because I love me and I enjoy being me. And I think that with that inner acceptance, that authenticity that comes from that place of self-love and just embracing your natural hair and in who you are, that in itself allows that natural beauty to shine forth. But then when you add and tie in the jewelry, that's another form of expression. And there's so different styles, so many different colors, and even textures with jewelry. And it allows us to just have fun with being, have fun with experimenting with different looks and styles, because all of us are unique in our own way. All of us like to express ourselves differently. You know, we may have maybe a signature style in some ways where we kind of brand ourselves, or this is, you know, a look that we identify with. But I think for the most part, and I would say, you know, with women especially, we change, you know, our moods change, the settings change that, you know, we need to adorn ourselves for. So it's just a lot of fun and allowing us to just be creative with who we are.
Well, I like how you emphasize being creative, because I know that sometimes we're not sure about what hairstyle to wear or how we should go about wearing it or even what to accessorize our hair with. But tying those components with fashion, with our hair, with our look, with our clothes, with our makeup, it just brings it all together. So if she feels that her hair alone is not beautiful, which of course it is, but if she accessorizes it, it can make her whole persona pop. And adding fashion, like for example, the fashion jewelry can definitely help to create her signature look. So that too can definitely show her, bring out her natural beauty about herself and tie it into something fashionable to give her the phenomenal confidence that she may not experience yet.
That is so true. And I would also just to add to that, one of the reasons why I embarked on this journey, Karun, I am an independent paparazzi accessories consultant. And even though my business is under She Sparkles Bright, all of the jewelry that I show is through Paparazzi Accessories. And I purposely joined and became a part of this wonderful community because of the affordable price point. I enjoy not only experimenting with different looks and being creative, but I also want to be economical at the same time. And I also thought about different people from different walks of life, different income levels, and how important it would be to offer jewelry at an affordable price. And what I love about the jewelry that I share is that it's very affordable. For the most part, everything is $5, retailing at $5. And we have a few upscale pieces, part of our Z collection, that's retailing for $25, and then different sets that we coordinate with different types of styles within that. But again, mainly reaching, being able to reach everyone. So I needed to feel that I was a part of something that would definitely make a difference and allow everyone to be able to enjoy it.
Wow. It seems like you had a purpose. You had a why you wanted to get started using jewelry for that. Is that correct? So that was the reason why, to make everyone else feel the way you see yourself through these jewelry pieces, so that she can feel beautiful about herself overall as well.
That's so true. Definitely a driver for me. And just to give you a little bit about my background, I have four children, and we've experienced different situations. You know, I've experienced, you know, having, plentiful resources. And in those times when I was a stay-at-home mom of four children, you know, my husband was the only one working in the house, we really had to stretch the dollar and be very creative and very resourceful. I wish there was a paparazzi accessory back then, to be honest with you, to where I could from time to time enjoy affordable fashion. So yes, to your point, just making sure that everyone can enjoy it and everyone can feel good about themselves, no matter, you know, what situation they're in. And again, encouraging that that beauty and confidence to come out through being able to have fun with expressing your style.
Wow, definitely. And I was also amazed about the price. I was like, $5? Because the same $5 that you were showcasing or displaying are the similar jewelries that I've seen in department stores, are similar jewelries that I've seen in other aisles, you know, for example. And I was comparing to, I'm like, wow, these are similar things, and yet they're $5. Of course, you have other upscales prices as well. But just to start as that and to save you on costs, because I know that averaging, especially with a beautiful accessory that is fashionable, can start like maybe under $10 or above as mid-range. And just buying maybe two of those, I get that for $10, or three of those, I get that for $15, and four, what, $20, just at the basic. And yet it will still go well with my wardrobe. I was really blown away. I was like, wow, are you kidding me? $5 just to get started?
Yeah, it's the best kept secret, I tell you, it really is. And and that's awesome. Definitely the same experience here.
And I'm actually looking at mine as well. It's so beautiful. I haven't tried it on yet because I just received it. I want to say thank you so much for them. And
oh, you're so welcome.
And the bracelet is like really powerful. It says like warrior woman. Wow.
I love that set. And I hope you enjoy wearing it. And I know you're going to look beautiful in it. And I'm so excited that you got everything.
I will be taking pictures now. I will be taking pictures. I'm going to show you how I look at them, definitely. With my hair done as well. So, yeah, everything has to come together. The makeup, the hair, and the fashion jewelry, girl. Yes. I will make it happen.
Exactly. Don't leave home without it.
Yes. They're going to ask, girl, where did she get your jewelry from? I'm going to point them to Shanae Jackson, girl. That's where
she
I got my jewelry.
She's bright.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
You are so welcome. Love it. Thank you so much. So let's go back to your, yes. So let's talk about your hair. What type of curls do you have? Can you describe your curls? Because you are a curly girl, girl. You're definitely a curly girl.
I am a curly girl. Yes. Yes. Thank you. I would say that if we were to just give it a number and a letter, I would say that with my curly texture, it's more of a 3C. Is where I fall. So, you know, it's more of a, it's not a super loose curl, and it's, you know, it's not a really, small curl. I guess it's more, you know, of the more medium type, curls, but it's full. I have very thick hair, and, I also have low porosity hair. So for me, you know, with my hair and embarking on a natural hair care journey, I actually became like a YouTube junkie. I'll go ahead and admit that, where I just, you know, just started looking at everything, trying to figure out what can I do to, you know, take care of my hair and allow it to look its best and be healthy. So I started reading, looking at different YouTube videos, experimenting with different products. So it's been a journey in itself, but it's been a fun journey of education. And whatever I learn, I share with others. But what I've also discovered, Karone, is that what works for me doesn't work for everyone else or other people. What works for your individual hair texture and your needs. And sometimes that takes time, and you just have to be patient with the process. But I think that it's really helpful when we have communities like, you know, like this, for example, with what you're doing. I think is beautiful because you're constantly pouring out and sharing and giving information to help people with what to do to take care of their hair. And then we connected in that way. And I thank you so much for it. And I think having communities like this is so important because it's key. Education is key when it comes to your own natural hair care journey.
Absolutely. And thank you for giving me that credit as well. This is what I do. This is what I enjoy. I don't focus on the hair rules or what everybody is doing when it comes to popularity or trends. What I do, I come from a research basis, but I tend to target it to customize it for her so that she can reach her hair goals. And that is definitely, like I've been saying for a while, and I'm going to continue saying it, to having healthy and or growing hair, meaning to get your hair healthy so you can reach that growth goal, if that's your goal, or your moisturized goal, because I do provide the lessons and the trainings that are common, and just to bring more awareness and knowledge when it comes to understanding your hair. So that is where I love to educate on that and to bring in other naturals just like yourself who experience that, and they can share their stories about what they do to overcome their struggles so that they too can reach their hair goals. But again, like you said, you watch YouTube tutorials, you do what they do, but when you do go back to apply to your hair, it may not be successful because, again, it's not your hair, it's someone else.
Right. That's so true. And sometimes, you know, we learn, you know, through our individual journeys. But like I said, forums like this, communities like this, it's just wonderful because it's not only like a support group in a way, it's just, again, providing more education so that you can find out what, and that's just so
absolutely
key in this experience.
Absolutely. Education is the key. Dissecting it is the key. Not trends and not popularity.
So true.
So, let's talk about any hurdles that you faced while on your natural hair journey, because I know when I first went natural, I didn't know what to do with my hair because I transitioned from relaxed hair to my natural hair a few years ago. How about your story on that? Do you mind sharing to the listeners about your personal experience and how did you overcome any struggles that you faced?
Absolutely. And I had a similar hurdle or experience like you as well with transitioning from chemically relaxed hair to natural hair. So I, you know, went through that process. It took me about a full year to go through that process. And as my natural hair was growing out, I had pretty much half of my hair natural and the other half was chemically relaxed. So it was two different hair textures. And I had difficulty in knowing like what to do with it, how to, because if I straightened my hair, then the curly part of my hair wouldn't stay straight. And of course, if there was humidity in the atmosphere, then forget it. And, you know, the other part would stay straight or vice versa. And, you know, any type of style just would not hold. So I wore wigs for a while as I transitioned until all of the chemically relaxed hair grew out and off that and went fully natural. But that was one hurdle, just, you know, working with two different hair textures. And I think there's more education now and helpful tips on what to do. But at the time when I was going through it, I don't think that, you know, I had as much information. So I struggled in that area. The other hurdle I would say, Karan, is I work in an office in a more professional setting, you know, during the day. And when I did make the decision to go fully natural and embrace my curls, I think that it was a little difficult with making that transition as far as the perceptions, because most people were used to seeing me with the typical or the straight hairstyles, and they weren't quite used to seeing me, you know, with the full curls and with the natural look. I think that there's been a lot of positive moves in that direction with the movement and it being more acceptable now. But I definitely, I did a little difficulty embracing that. And I think initially too, it could have been my level wasn't fully where it needed to be just because I was new at it. But then I think that as I went on and became more confident with myself and also started experimenting with different looks and hairstyles, then that started showing more. And, you know, everything I would say from then on was fine. But I think the consciousness is also changing. The perceptions are changing around natural hair. And I think that it's more acceptable. So it makes it a little easier.
Absolutely. It's definitely changing. And it's coming full force because a lot of women are coming out of the shadows or the embarrassment of how she may feel or look about her hair care practice and not sure if she should transition or pop the relaxer back in. But because a lot of women of Afro descendants, curly hair, coily hair are embracing the hair, it just encourage other women to do the same thing too. And I know it's still a ways to go, especially when it comes to in a corporate America, you know, you should wear your hair, you know, with the weaves and the wigs and don't embrace your own curly look. But a lot of women now are slowly or gradually improving on that. And I'm one of them because I wear my hair naturally to work. Or sometimes I may do like a fashionable head wrap, depending on how I feel. But most of the time, my hair is usually curly right now or in twists because I have a goal. I have a purpose because I want to get my hair, you know, to a certain goal that I'm working on too. And if they have a concern about that, I would love to educate them why my hair is in twists because I have a reason. I am on a healthy hair goal. You want to know what my healthy hair goal is? I will share it with you so you can become more aware about my type of hair and the care that it requires, that it will be different from your type of hair. So when you see a woman of my textured hair and she's wearing her hair out or in a low maintenance and protective hairstyle, you can be better understandable, like, oh, she's wearing it because she's maintaining it for her goal, or she's maintaining it just to manage or make it easier on her life, you know, depending on where she's at. But she's not afraid to wear her hair because she has overcome that.
Absolutely. That's so important.
Want to know how you can support this podcast? First, subscribe to Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast and send this link out to all your curly girl friends so that it can sustain its further reach so that they too can become active listeners to receive the benefits and growth in their hair care journey. Now, let's continue on in this episode.
Important, it really is. And I think that the more education there is out there, and also the more that be more aware of what the movement really means and signifies, then that's a good thing. And if people understood, you know, it's definitely a statement of love for self and being brave and courageous enough to say, I want to do what's healthy for my hair. Like you mentioned, I have goals, hair goals. I want to appropriately care for my hair. I don't want my hair. You know, why should I have to do that just to conform to societal, you know, old, outdated norms of what, you know, society may deem or think beauty is? You know, that's outdated and it needs to change. Beauty is when we can accept ourselves for who we are, and we should be able to allow ourselves, or should be able to embrace, you know, who we are in our natural state and wear our natural textured hair, and it should be acceptable and it should be fine, and that should also be seen as beautiful. So I think that the more people embrace diversity and understand that beauty comes in many forms and shapes and colors and behaviors, that, you know, the better it will be in our society.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So it starts with you and not other people, what they think. It starts about your mind, changing that mindset.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. You said that so beautiful. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
So about your jewelry, are there any type of jewelry that you like most? Do you have a favorite?
That's a good question. To be honest with you, I am more, I would say I have more of a whimsical type of style. I like things that are a little different, creative, eclectic, artsy. That's who I can be, like, you know, on the weekends sometimes and, you know, in on my own time, you know, in a corporate setting, I try to balance it a little bit. So I would say that, you know, any pieces really that stand out, you know, nice statement pieces that are very versatile that you can wear. You can also wear other occasions. I tend to gravitate towards gunmetal, metal base. It's more of a darker, a chrome color. So I like pieces that have that color. And but I love colors. I love lots of different colors. So I'm really not stuck on a particular color, to be honest with you. Just having the freedom to be able to choose different looks and colors and styles based on the mood I'm in and, you know, what I have, that is the fun part for me. And, you know, one thing I do mention when I do my lives is that since actually becoming a paparazzi accessories independent consultant, when I'm with me doing this, I actually will find an outfit to go with my jewelry. So it used to be, you know, you would have that particular outfit or look that you were, you know, gearing towards, and you're trying to find some accessories to match that look, that dress, that shirt, whatever it is. It's the opposite for me. For me, it's what outfit do I have to go with my jewelry? So it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. So I would say I'm all over the place, to be honest with you. But as long as it's a nice statement piece that stands out, it's a little creative looking, then that's definitely a plus for me.
Well, that's very good that you do that, you know, using the jewelry to go along with your outfit, because there are women out there, or even men, are visual. So they want to see how does the whole entire piece look together, even with an outfit. Just something as that as a start will just give them like, hey, I want to get that because I have an outfit somewhere in my closet that I can pull out it and accessorize that. So yeah, keep doing that because you are reaching different kind of audience who are visual, not just seeing the jewelry, but just seeing the complete picture tied in with the outfit. So it'll give them the promptness like, hey, I want to get that because I have something already for that. That's wonderful. I love it. I love it. And do you have a favorite hairstyle or a hair product that you use?
That's a good question too. I would say with my hairstyle, I love to do wash and goes. For me, I've tried, different styles like the twist outs and the braid outs and those type of styles. But I think with hair texture and curl pattern, the wash and goes work best for me. So what I typically do when I really have the time is I do a full regimen on the weekends with a pre-poo. I like to use aloe vera, the pure aloe vera gel, to do a pre-poo treatment to just let it condition my hair. And then I'll do a shampoo. And I've actually experimented, Karun, with different things. If I'm, pressed for time, then I may use a brand product. But if I actually have time, sometimes I'll do DIY. Black soap shampoo before, and I may use that to wash my hair. Sometimes I'll use a brand conditioner, and I may mix some additional, healthy hair herbs in it, or some other things like oils to give it more of just a deep conditioning effect on my hair. And so, whenever I have the time to nurture my hair, try to do that. But again, wash and go seem to work best for me.
Oh, wow. You know what? You just remind me of myself. I do the same thing too. I will beef up my product by adding natural ingredients in it. And I will sometimes do a do it yourself. But most of the time, the products that I have are pretty much natural products or manufactured products, depending on what I need my hair for. But I usually will beef it up. I will add something to it if I know what it can do for my hair. And aloe vera gel, I want to give you a high five, girl. Aloe vera gel, I love it. The natural gel.
Yes.
OMG.
It is the
When I
best.
get that,
It is.
girl, when I pull out of my hair is saying, I love you. I
Yes.
love you.
Yes.
Oh
It does. It will thank you.
my gosh. Yes,
It
that is
makes such
one.
a difference.
Doesn't it?
It
Doesn't
really
it?
does. It really does.
Wow.
And it just adds that luster to your hair. And oh my gosh, it is. It's the best thing ever.
Oh my God, natural ingredients. We know if you know how to use natural ingredients based on what your hair needs, not just, oh, I watched a YouTube and it say use it, but do you know why you're using it? Do you know the purpose of it? Do you know how it can help your hair based on what your hair needs? So yeah, definitely get educated on natural ingredients and how to best effectively use it. Not just watching YouTube tutorials because she used it, but do you understand the reason behind it? So yes, I know
Exactly.
our
So
reason and
important.
you know the reason and it's
It is. It really is. I love it, love it, love
wonderful.
it.
Okay, so what hair care advice would you give our listeners about caring for their curly hair?
Okay. And thanks for that question too. That's a really good question. I would say, even, just using my own personal experiences just to, share some advice with others that are listening. Again, it's your own unique journey. All right. This is your own journey. You own it. But you mentioned Karun, which is definitely the key, education, research. Get involved. Like you have a community, a hair care community through Facebook, and you have a blog, you have so many outlets, even with this podcast that's going to be streamed on various channels. get educated, listen, you know, from those people that have taken the time, you know, to research and to get educated so that you can get helpful tips, healthy tips that will help you in your journey. And then, you know, experiment. Don't be afraid to experiment with different things. You know, there's going to be a little bit of trial and error, because what may work for someone else may not work for you. And that's something that I had to learn early on. And that's a part of the process. You know, even if that person may appear to have a hair texture similar to yours, again, they're different from you. There may be, you know, there's some variations, you know, we're all unique. So, you know, pick up some tips, try different things, and then pay attention to the results you're getting when you are experimenting and trying those things. And then when you find something that works for you, stick with that routine. You know, then maybe later on when you're feeling comfortable to expand a little bit, you know, you can kind of venture out and try some new things. But again, just try to get as much information up front, stay educated, experiment. When you find what works for you, stick with it and keep that going, and know that it's your own personal journey.
Absolutely. And I love how you say it's your own personal journey, because quite frankly, it is your own personal journey. And it is a trial. It is an error. But once you get educated, once you get the knowledge, it will definitely help to shortcut what you may experience of over and over and over of many, many trials. So definitely getting the education and joining a community or seeing your professional beautician, if she knows about natural hair, to educate you on how you can care for your hair. Or join, you know, just like Sean A said, there are communities out there. I'm on Facebook where I have my own community where I provide the knowledge and the lessons so you can overcome those challenges, so you can understand your hair and what natural hair care is all about. But it has to be individualized. It has to be personalized. And I definitely agree with Sean A.
Definitely. And thank you for that. And thank you for everything you share.
You're welcome. I enjoy what I do, because that's my passion. I enjoy what I do.
In the show.
So, yes. Yes. I enjoy it, because I remember when I first went natural, I felt like I was by myself.
Yes.
And I didn't feel like I had the support. That I couldn't get the support, but I felt like no one really understood what natural hair care was about. So even when I remember going to a hair beautician, and I wanted to get my hair manageable, I wanted to be able to comb through my coily, tightly coiled hair. And I remember watching the YouTubes, and I tried, but you know, it shortcut me. So I went to a professional hairstylist. But then I realized that what she told me was just to put a texturizer in my hair. And I'm like, a texturizer? I didn't even understand what a texturizer was. So she told me that, oh, it's just like a relaxer, but it's not going to fully straighten your hair. It's going to make it a little bit more easier for you to comb through. I'm like, okay, yeah, give me that. So when I followed her advice, again, I didn't know. And when I followed her advice, it did. I was able to comb through my hair, but I didn't go back. Because I felt like, oh, this is just, I just needed this one-time thing. And then my ends of my hair became damaged. And then I had to do a second big chop, because I did not get the knowledge and the understanding, which led me to experiment with so many products, mm-hmm. thinking that this is the answers that I needed. But it's not the products. It's the knowledge and how to use based on your hair need.
That's so true. It really is. And I think that you also, that's a good point that you brought up. You know, you have to be mindful. I would say be aware of those type of situations too, you know. And I don't know, it's great. I think it's wonderful and a blessing when you can find a hairstylist that actually does know about natural hair care and can recommend, you know, good, healthy tips and do what they can to help you with maintaining your natural hair, again, in that healthy way. But sometimes you will come across people that may recommend things and they may not have your hair's best interest in mind. And being aware and being educated, I think, is so key. So you could basically get pulled in to those situations. You'll know, you know, what not to do. And having a community and a support, that's key. Because when I went natural, I did a lot of research. You know, I looked at YouTube, I looked at different things, and I was just hungry, you know, for information. But having the support, like through communities like what you offer, knowing the information's out there, it makes a difference, because I've seen so many people start the process and they get so discouraged and so frustrated that they want to give up. And then they go back to chemically relaxed hair. And then, you know, because they just didn't have the patience and they didn't have enough support and education. So I think having that education support, it matters so much. It really, really does.
It definitely does. Because like I said, I feel like I was alone, and you do not need to be alone, because you're not alone. There are communities out there that are really passionate, like myself, just like Shawnee, she has a group as well that are sharing the content, that want to encourage you to stay natural and to learn how to manage your hair. So get in communities like that, or find a hair beautician that is not only passionate, but knows about how to care for textured hair, curly hair, you know, the right way, and to guide you towards, you know, products that can match your own hair profile and give it what it needs. And there, I noticed that there are salons now that are emerging that are definitely catered towards specifically for natural hair care. So I'm glad to see those type of salons are popping up now, again, because of the movement of natural women who want to embrace their hair and want to learn how to care for their hair and how to do that. So definitely being in a supportive community, definitely being supported by a hair beautician who knows about hair care, because she's done her research and she knows how to do that. Definitely get involved with that, so you don't feel discouraged or overwhelmed that you're by yourself and this is it for you. It's not. There's more absolutely that needs to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Now, where can our listeners get in contact with you?
Sure.
Listeners can reach me through Facebook if you're interested in joining the Naturally Curly Me hair community. That Karone mentioned. It is Naturally Curly Me. You can just type that in and you should be able to pull that up on Facebook, and you can request to join the group, and I'll definitely put you in. And then if you're interested in the jewelry, you can reach me also on Facebook under She Sparkles Bright. And if you would like to go directly to my paparazzi website, you can reach me through www.shesparklesbright.com.
Okay, awesome. And all those links will be posted in the show notes, so you can get in contact with Shawnee on further jewelries that she has. And they're blinging, girls. They're blinging. And also gentlemen, so you can get it for your wives or for yourselves. She does have men jewelry available too. Is that correct, Shawnee? You have men jewelry as well?
That's correct. I have men's jewelry under the Uniquely Urban collection line. We have little girls jewelry under Starlit Shimmer, and then we have the women's jewelry. So pretty much jewelry for the whole family.
Wow. You hear that? Jewelry for everyone. You're not alone.
Absolutely.
$5. $5. Check her right out. $5. Yes. I'm gonna post the link below, and you can definitely follow her and get in contact with her on more of her beautiful jewelry, so you can rock that natural hair, girl. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So before we end this great podcast with you, is there anything else you'd like to share before we go?
I would just like to say thank you, Karone, for the opportunity to be here tonight with you, and just
thank you so much for all you do and just educating everyone on natural hair. Find your authentic style and just enjoy expressing that. You matter, you're important, you're beautiful, and just sparkle and shine bright.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you, my listeners, for tuning in to another episode on Luminex Essentials Texture Talk Podcast. And again, I am your host, Karone McAnoo, your natural hair consultant, author, and your curl champion, helping you to overcome those challenges and those unknown moments so you can receive that healthy and growing natural hair. Until next time, I'll talk to you again and see you on the next episode.
Thank you so much for supporting Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast. If you are ready to join a community of women just like you who want to advance in her knowledge to overcome the struggles, the uncertainties when it comes to managing her textured hair, well, guess what? My community is definitely for you. If you want to join today, definitely click the link below and there you can subscribe to become a monthly member. With that, you get live lesson topics, trainings, you get your own access to your hair portal where I have these great phenomenal bonuses and gifts that are waiting for you. Free consultation with me whenever you feel that you need more support. I am there to guide you and to support you along each way. So if you're ready, definitely click the link below or message me to sign up for the new Natural Hair Community membership. And I will see you inside. Let's get our hair healthy and growing. Remember, girl, you're not alone. We'll be right back.